Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love, thank you. I'm so excited to be sharing and hosting this program. And as each month, we're going to include some meditations, some discussion, education, awareness, and really just settling in and letting ourselves trusting facets of our sexuality and consciousness that we often don't feel safe to explore or we don't get a chance to. So this really is about that, about slowing way down with love and respect, and really honoring our sexuality, which is so often hidden in those shadows and dark corners. This is about bringing it to light. And we'll explore today perhaps some stories, again, discussion and awareness, and really letting ourselves kind of learn new facets or open to new possibilities in the realm of our sexual natures. And we're going to begin today, as we do each month, with settling in and getting into our body, which is a part of what this path is all about, to me, the core of what this path is all about. So I invite you, let's slow down for a moment wherever you are, either joining us live today in this beautiful morning, or whether you're joining us from the archives. Settle in with the breath, feel your body as you're relating to the earth, whether that be seated, standing, lying down. And let yourself invite and exhale with some sound. Give yourself permission to vibrate, to make sound as a path of letting go. Inviting any scattery sensations or nervousness, excitement, or simply things that you've picked up along your day, letting those drop away. Away to the earth, where you and no one else has to carry them. They're cleared and transmuted. And feeling your relationship to the earth through seat. Through feet. And just acknowledging a sense of reconnection, of plugging back in. And perhaps with that, a sense of everything's going to be okay. Capability, ground. And invite that as you draw an inhale, you're receiving light, life, nourishment, and abundance, and let yourself, allow yourself the opportunity to receive, to reclaim facets of yourself, and to simply be here now. And as you do, feel your body, feel here in the moment. Give yourself a breath of gratitude of, yes, I am taking time for me. And with that breath of gratitude, gently opening your eyes, bringing your awareness back into the space around you. Yay. So as we are now here, plugged in, relating together, I am excited to announce and talk about a little bit around what today's topic is, which is coming from some inspiration. I am in the midst of writing my first book, which is super exciting for me, and it is two-thirds of the way complete, perhaps, in a manuscript draft format, which is also super exciting for me and finally cracked open this year. And as I have been geeking out in the work that is moving through me, some of my research has taken me into the depths of the body to sort of supplement the other pieces that have come through my work. And most recently, the depths of the nerves in the pelvis. So today we are going to geek out on the pelvic nerves and how those relate to the body, to our sexuality, to orgasm, to simply working with the beauty of our sexual energy in our body. And this gets to, you know, often what I bring to the world is this balance of my geeky engineer self that's all like, oh, yay, you know, all the anatomy and the specific scientific realms, and the balance of what I call art, or the more intuitive, fluid side of my work, the etheric side, the sense of the esoteric, and they come together. And I just delight when I get little pieces of both, when I have scientific bits of structure that I can hang things on in my brain, and the esoteric, the etheric awareness, the divine spiritual guidance that says, oh yes, this is a truth. And when those two come together, I get tingles down my spine as I am feeling right now, which is super exciting and has been a part of this journey for me. So we're going to take today to explore geeking out on the pelvic nerves. And a little bit about that, about why, you know, how it even came to be that I was geeking out on pelvic nerves. And it just comes back to early on in my journey, and I think in many of our awareness about bodies, you know, I was learning about different parts of the female body, my own female-bodied expression, and things like learning about the anatomy. And we've talked about anatomy and such before on other episodes, so I'm not going to dive as deeply into other parts of the anatomy. But the exploration in the clitoris, we've learned more in recent years about how the clitoris is a beautiful internal erectile network. It's not just the little nub on the surface that we so often associate with it. And yet, that is often what gets focused on, especially when we talk about female-bodied sexual response and sexual anatomy. And it's only one tiny piece, that external part of the clitoris, is only one tiny piece to the whole vast pelvic array that is, you know, exquisite part of our sexual being in our bodies. And same for male bodies. Often we focus in on the penis, that the penis is where all the pleasure is. While that's certainly true, it is only also one part of a whole vast pelvic array. And they are analogous, right? The clitoris, the glands of the clitoris and the glands of the penis are analogous tissue. When we are developing embryologically, they come from the same tissue. And as we start to diverge in our gender expressions, they develop differently. And also, gender as a whole spectrum is the topic of a whole other show that we've talked about before as well. So just dipping our toes back into that awareness that gender is this huge spectrum, that when we talk about bodies, I like to use the terms female-bodied beings and male-bodied beings, that we often associate with what we call women and men, but that we may express differently and express and relate differently in our gender expression. So in the fullest sense of the huge array of possibility of how we grow and become and be in physical bodies, I want to honor that whole spectrum. And as we go today, I might sprinkle in female and male body being discussion, and just again acknowledging that how we express in gender may be a whole vast array that aligns with that or looks different than that. So each of us are different and unique, and that's what I want to honor. So back to then, we talk about clitoris, we talk about penis, and we talk about all the nerve endings in the glands area of those two organs, and how, like for the clitoris, for example, there are 8,000 nerve endings in the glands area of the clitoris, which is more than in the penis, and is vast. So it's no wonder that we get honed in sometimes on the clitoris. It's very sensitive. It's super filled with pleasure often. And sometimes a little tender. Sometimes it's not just pleasure. But acknowledging that there's a lot of sensation there from the nerves associated with the clitoris and the penis. And so I think I have at least in the past seen or just sensed, oh yeah, there's this one area or this, you know, and that's connected maybe with one set of nerves, and that's what gets talked about as sexual pleasure. Well, That's only one tiny part of the whole array in the pelvic floor, in the pelvic area. And the second piece, there's actually, I'm going to get into today, we're going to talk about primarily two different nerve bundles that are, that contribute greatly to our sexual function in our pelvises. And there are actually four, and we're going to touch on four. And nobody talks about four, at least not ever in a summary that I've seen. But there are four, and then we're going to hone in on two of them and expand how it's not just one. So let's come back to all of that. Starting with the clitoris and the penis again, the nerves that come there are a part of the pudendal nerve, which is a branch of nerves that come off of the sacral area, and it's part of the sympathetic system. So I think as I'm using that word sympathetic, I might pause for a moment and give us an overview of that. As we geek out on nerves, we should geek out on the nerve systems and how they fit in. So let's start with that. The autonomic nervous system is the part of our nervous system that controls what we usually call things that are involuntary or not in direct control. That is actually not quite completely true, but for the sake of discussion, we'll say it's mostly the stuff that we don't overtly organize. And within the autonomic nervous system, there are two facets. And again, actually, we could call it three, but that gets into the social nervous system and for another topic. But if we just start for a moment with sympathetic and parasympathetic as being the two facets of the autonomic nervous system, we can kind of summarize sympathetic as being the facets of kind of stress, of action, of things are happening and I need to respond to them. And so I think of it in summary as stress. Not that all stress is bad. Stress is really important, actually. We can't function without levels of stress in our physiology. But that it tends to be active principles. It tends to be when we get, we're often in our sympathetic nervous systems when we're going through our day. We're moving and negotiating in traffic. We're running around getting things done. Those tend to light up our sympathetic nervous system. Our parasympathetic nervous system is the other side. It's sort of the peace, the rest, the digest. So it controls functions like digestion, like rest, that need some space and are considered at our nervous system brain functioning level, considered less critical in some ways. In other words, if our sympathetic nervous system is so charged up, often this is where we'll talk about fight or flight. You know, if we're engaged in some sort of situation that has us really revved and we're engaging our body and getting ready to flee or getting ready to fight the situation, then our body goes, okay, you know, we need all of this energy and awareness in our muscles to be able to run or to be able to fight. And so it takes resources of the body away from things like resting and digesting, because it's like, hey, we're on alert. We need to make sure we're doing something. The only thing is, often, especially in Western society, we are so much in our sympathetic system that we're like drive, 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 go. And our sympathetic systems are online so much of the time that our brain, there starts to get some wiring confusion, and we actually can't sort of come down off of that charge and let ourselves go back into parasympathetic, which can be a real problem. It can get the body all revved up to do something when it really doesn't need to, and really start to activate signal chains in the body that respond with a lot of cortisol and other mechanisms of stress response, even when we don't really need it right now. So that gets to another topic we can come back to and we will probably touch on even as we go today, of really giving ourselves permission to slow down and rest, which is something you hear me talk about all the time, is really supporting our parasympathetic system to come online and do its job. And that is the healing space. That is the getting juicier in our body, letting ourselves really relax and open and get the value of recharging, of allowing energy to flow, of accessing the light that moves through our bodies in a way that supports our fullest selves. And that parasympathetic system, again, often gets trampled a bit when we're in high response. So that's a bit of the sympathetic, parasympathetic. And now coming back to pelvic nerves, I was so intrigued to find that the major nerves, so the major nerves coming to the what we typically associate as sex are the sympathetic nerves. So there's a sympathetic nerve bundle that comes off of the sacrum, S2 to S4. Those are the sacral bones and the areas in the sacrum that the nerves come out from the spinal cord, like the inside the vertebra. And so that's where they exit and come into the pelvic bowl and then start to, you know, through and innervate basically the different tissues that they innervate in the pelvis. And the pudendal nerve is what I will call, and this is one of the four we're going to talk about. The pudendal nerve is the one that I call the more superficial nerve. It runs along the surface of stuff, right? In our case, for the surface of stuff, what that means is that it's where, for example, the dorsal nerve of the clitoris comes off of, which is the one that gets some attention sometimes. If anybody is ever aware of nerves about sexuality, that's often the one that gets talked about. And it's also the dorsal nerve of the penis. So again, the sort of active nerves of the region that come into the clitoris or the penis are coming from a sympathetic nerve bundle called the pudendal nerve. Now, that pudendal nerve also has some other facets to it. It innervates not just the clitoris, but it does innervate the clitoris, but it also innervates a bit of the lower vagina and the labia, the perineum, the anal rectal area, and in male-bodied beings, it's innervating sort of the posterior area of the scrotum. Again, the dorsal nerve of the penis, the perineum, and also the anal rectal area. So it's all at the surface, at the base of our pelvic floor and the tissues outside of the musculature of the pelvic floor. That's this sympathetic nerve that comes and innervates. And it feels good to touch these areas of the body, to touch the perineum, to explore the labia, to explore the scrotum, the external parts of the clitoris, the penis. These are all parts of that pudendal nerve. And that pudendal nerve is part of the functioning then of orgasms that are stimulated by the external part of the clitoris, the penis, etc. And this type of orgasm or this type of energy and stimulation, I have started, you know, the link I'm making in my work, and others have talked about this piece of it as well, is, you know, it's more of, I'll word it this way, there's more of a yang energy. This is a very active sexual energy. It's that zingy, horny, I'm feeling sexual charge kind of feeling. And what I'll call sometimes even associated with sex drive, you know, that we're driving towards, you know, it's when our libido feels high. I feel like this is when we're in these areas of the body. And again, it's more external. It's more superficial. So it's less, as we get to the esoteric side of this, it's less emotionally risky, I'll say. It's at the surface of the body. So we've talked about anatomy and how, as we're aware of our pelvic anatomy, the way I describe it in my work is we're entering the holy temple of the pelvis, whether we're entering through the vagina or the yoni, or through the anus and the rectum, in however we express and gender, we're going from the surface, the outside, in deep into the body. And that shifts not only in the words of the esoteric that I've shared often before, which is, you know, we're outside at the surface. If we equate that to like the temple space, then we open the doors of the, you know, the temple, and we're in the lobby, you know, or the church. We're out in the area where the bulletin boards are and the community information and news, you know. And so it's a little more available. We can access it a little more quickly. But as we go deeper and deeper into the holy temple, deeper inside the body or deeper inside the analogy of the temple space, we're going back into where, oh, you know, this is for the congregation. Oh, even deeper, this is for the leaders of the of the holy space, what, you know, whether that be priests or priestesses or whatever, as we go deeper into the space, same with our body. When you're getting into the holy of the holies, we're going into really special spaces, and we're increasing the emotional capacity, the emotional terrain, the just the vulnerability as we go inside the body, whether that be yoni or anus, rectum, but that the surface has a different quality to it than as we go deeper. Well, this analogy shows up in the nerves. So we just talked about the pudendal nerves and the surface of the body and how those that pudendal nerve branches off into the different branches that are named that come to those different areas of the labia, the perineum, the anal rectal area, and the clitoris or penis. Now, we're also going to talk about what's it like to come in a little bit deeper. That's only one of the nerve bundles involved with this. And recall, this one is a sympathetic nerve. And that there are more. And we're going to talk about the more actually just after a short break. And as we open the space for that break, just know that you can call in. I welcome questions. Please do. And you can also see more information at my website at leslieblackburn.com. And we're going to continue.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is Tuesday, September 20th, 2016. And you are listening to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to talk with Leslie live on the air, give us a call at 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, my love. So we're going to explore today, continuing on geeking out on pelvic nerves. We just explored a bit about the pudendal nerve. And I want to now talk about the other main one that is super exciting to me as I learned more about it. And we'll also touch on two more. So there's these four areas that, and two that we're going to focus on. So the second one, we just talked about the pudendal nerve. It's at the surface. It innervates more of the surface stuff. And those are the realms of what I call a little more yang, a little more active in our sexual energy. And, you know, wonderful. And as we go deeper in the body, we have another set of nerves we're going to engage in as we go in the deeper space of vulnerability and emotionality. And this is also the nature of like slowing down, you know, because as we go into the body, we need to honor it with that slow progression of really feeling what's it like to be, in, you know, honored to be that close in connection with another being. So when we're with a partner or with ourselves, really honoring, again, this progression of going inward. So the next piece is a nerve bundle called the pelvic splanchnic nerves. And I was really curious to find out. It was really interesting to me. I learned a little bit about the splanchnic nerves. So first of all, the splanchnic nerves are nerves that are typically, they come in and actually innervate the viscera. So they're paired visceral nerves, according to Wikipedia, that contribute to the innervation of the internal organs. And so they carry, typically, they carry, they do carry autonomic fibers of the autonomic nervous system. We just talked about that. And they carry some sensory fibers back from the organs. And all of the splanchnic nerves carry sympathetic fibers except for the pelvic splanchnic nerves. And the pelvic splanchnic nerves, which are the ones we're going to talk about, they actually carry parasympathetic fibers. So we're coming back into that sort of like, that rest and ease place, that I need to slow down place. The parasympathetic is the one, I can't do it. I can't go in and say, I'm going to do digestion right now, right? Same thing with these nerves. We can't go in and go, well, I want to have sex, so I want to turn these on, and I want to, like, have these nerves do something. So come on, get on, right? No. The parasympathetic nerves are the ones that are going to respond to slowing down, cultivating, listening, acknowledging the body, inviting light. This deeper nerve bundle, which incidentally, the pelvic splanchnic nerves, they also come off of S2 to S4 in terms of where they branch out of the spinal cord, or at least come out of the vertebral bodies. It's not quite where they branch out of the spinal cord, but I should speak it that way. So it's where they're exiting the vertebral bodies at the S2 to S4. And they come in also to the pelvic bowl, the pelvic body, and they innervate a little deeper. So the beauty of the pelvic splanchnic nerves is these are the ones that come in and innervate. And what's interesting to me is when you read up on it, they say, oh, yeah, they innervate the hind gut, right, which is kind of colon rectum focused. And the interesting thing to me is that as they talked about that, they didn't happen to mention, or at least in one resource that I was looking at, happened to skip over that they do a little more than innervate the hind gut, the lower colon and rectum, although they do that, and we're going to come back to that. They also innervate the cervix, the upper vagina, the sides and the fundus of the bladder, and the prostate. And so in the research, you know, it names the male prostate that they come and innervate. I believe they also come and innervate the female prostate, and I'm still working on exactly getting that confirmed. But the female prostate equivalent anatomically of the male prostate is what we often call the G-spot or the G-spot body. Expanding our awareness of G-spot as being much more than dime-sized spot on the wall. There's a whole body of tissue, spongy tissue, that surrounds the urethra, and that prostate, similar to the male prostate, is innervated, I believe, by the pelvic splanchnic nerves. So these pelvic splanchnic nerves that innervate, so let's come back to that, the cervix, the upper vagina. So we already had like the labia, the opening to the vagina, those were being innervated by the pudendal nerve, that superficial nerve, the one that sits more at the surface. When I say superficial, that's what I mean by that. It's more at the surface. The deeper nerves are the pelvic splanchnic nerves. And these pelvic splanchnic nerves, remember, are parasympathetic. So now as we come a little deeper, we're now in the middle to deeper place of the vagina and all the way back into the cervix, we're at a whole different sense of our nervous system. This is a part of the nervous system that we need to support and cultivate to relax, to feel safe, to be able to trust to let go. Similarly, these nerves innervate, as they spoke, you know, more directly, the hindgut, the lower colon, and the rectum. So again, as we come inside now from that anal rectal area, the outside area that was innervated by the pudendal nerve, we're getting a little deeper. We're accessing this pelvic nerve in our anus, in our rectum as well, and colon, which means for penetration there, we can access the same quality of deep space, of needing some space to feel safe and let go and feel pleasure. And we can feel pleasure through that, whatever our body, female, male body beings, however we identify through anal rectal, and then through those of us who have a yoni or a vagina, also through activating and coming into the deep space of the yoni. So this is a big deal. Like, acknowledging that there's more than one set of nerves that we're actually accessing and that these deep nerves are parasympathetic. Like, they are the facets that we need to slow down and listen and really cultivate open. We can't force them. You can't just say, I want to turn you on. I want to flip this switch. That's not the way this part of our nervous system works. And this is a part that's connected, you know, it's the wiring and patterning of our whole body and brain. So we're really, when we start to acknowledge that our sexuality has this deeper connection, this sense of what I call sex, comes in. The I need to open and allow and invite and connect and bond in a way that supports me to relax open these facets of my sexual energy and sexual body. That's profound. And it links all this work that I've been sharing about sex drive and sex awe, which I've shared on other episodes. And it's an important awareness, I believe, to also notice that it's in all of our bodies. So there have been people who've written about this, and Naomi Wolf does a great job sharing about these two different nerves in her book called Vagina. And her focus was on women, specifically, you know, named them as women, you know, what I would call female-bodied beings that identify as women. But she has a whole exploration of how the female body and the nerves in the female body, and I'm so grateful to her for bringing this out into the world and awesome. And what I want to add to that or expand from that is it's not just female-bodied beings. These concepts, the nerves, all have an equivalency across the gender spectrum, because if we just, you know, her example is she's looking at male bodies and looking at the different images is I believe she's only looking at like penis, because we think again of male sexuality often being penis. And what I see when I look at the images is I see this extension into the deep space with prostate, with anus, with rectum, and applying to male bodies in a really analogous way as it would apply as we go deep in the body in female bodies as well. So I believe this expands across all genders, all beings, and we each balance our energy and how we may dance in the different qualities of what I call masculine and feminine energies, regardless of gender, in different and unique ways. So for some men, most of their sexuality or sexual awareness may be right out at the surface with penis and scrotum. For others, they may be noticing and connecting with the deeper space, deep inside the perineum, deep inside at the prostate, in the anal rectal area. So just honoring the whole spectrum is what I want to speak. And we don't have to limit it to only one gender or try to say that it's, you know, only with one set of bodies and not another. So this deep space of the pelvic splanchnic nerves, pretty amazing. And as I looked at it more deeply and I was really noticing this, I was just like in awe of course, that makes so much sense. As I've experienced in my own body, the differences of orgasms, the differences of energetics, as I meet the deep territory of my body and really listen to her and listen to what she needs. Because when we meet these different areas, they all have different needs, right? We have parts of our body that have carried information from who knows when. Could be from childhood, could be from just the general field that we're holding in this society. It could even be from past lives. However we meet the energy in the body, or wherever it came from, it's often there as a way to communicate and to give us some illuminate a pathway of our own self-awareness, of letting go of things, of healing from old traumas and releasing old energies stuck in the body and allowing them the space and the freedom to emerge. And in my own journey, as I've worked with that, with these deep layers, it's amazing what opens up as we listen to these deep territories and know can't force them. And literally science is showing it, right? These are parasympathetic fibers. You can't force them to do something. Letting ourselves relax into meeting and relating with this part of the body. So these are the two that I said I wanted to focus on, the pudendal nerve bundles and how its branches come out. The pelvic splanchnic nerves and how those branches come out. Awesome. And the delight of seeing it in all-bodied beings, right? The equivalencies across like male-bodied beings and female-bodied beings. I think this is really big stuff. I'll speak it this way. This underscores the need, the we must support bodies, whether they're female bodies, and often it's spoken around female bodies, in vagina, Naomi Wolf focuses on women. The need for women, or I'll say for all beings that choose to relax, open into their sexuality, that there is a need, not just, oh, it might be kind of nice, or, oh, let's do this for this reason, but there is a visceral and nervous system wiring, brain wiring need to slow down, to honor the whole body, to invite the ease, the safety, for the space, for the body to let go, for the parasympathetic system to go, and relax. So these things that we call foreplay, like touching, caressing, kissing, these are all accessing facets of this nervous system that are crucial for the wiring of the sense of, letting go in the body. These aren't just, oh, well, we'll just do that during the honeymoon phase while I'm trying to court this person and make them happy. It isn't something to just skip over and get to the, quote, good stuff later when because you've already done it, you know, many times with a partner. No, like stop. Those, you know, when we are in that mode that thinks foreplay is just extra fluffy stuff, we're missing crucial bits of information and awareness for our sexuality, all of us, all beings. And the reality is, by supporting the touches, the caresses, the nipples, the face, lips, connection and warmth, body pressure, sustained body pressure, actually, there's been studies that show it supports the parasympathetic system, the sense of, to come online. It supports oxytocin and other hormones to come in and feel good in the body. So that sustained cuddle time, that sense of relaxing and slowing down with a partner, the sharing from your day, all of the mental stuff, the blah, 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 this happened and I need this to be heard. That is not just extra stuff. Like, that's real. And I feel it in my body. I need to be able to share, to let my mind come down off of high charge, to settle in to the relaxation place so that I can deeply open with my partner. And that's really important, especially for women, as Naomi points out. Often, if we use the term, you know, in a really broad way and stay at a sort of what I'll call like statistical point of view, like the majority of women identify very strongly in the feminine energy and in that opening place, whereas there's likely a majority of male-bodied beings that don't identify in that space. And so at that high sort of mathematical level of numbers, that's probably true. It is primarily women. But I want to offer that it's all beings, that all of us have the capacity to slow down into our sex side, into our slow down and connect and feel and be in the body. And I've worked with many male-bodied beings who've craved that just as much as many women that I've also worked with. So I want to open our broaden our awareness with that. And that feels an important part of what I'm offering in this. So this this slow down and honoring all of those needs of feeling safe and allowing and inviting a body to open, crucial in the deep territory of our sexual energy, crucial when we're just at the surface. And that's okay. It's fun either way. And it's okay to explore. But my invitation to you is to really explore and listen to your own body on these different facets or layers of where are you in your physicality of touch, but also in your emotions and also in the slowing down and feeling. Where does that feel? You know, where are you dancing in the moment, or what are you choosing to meet? So these two facets, pudendal nerve, deep pelvic splanchnic nerves. Wow. Let's add two more. Because it dawned on me. I'm like, why do we think we're only limited to that? Our sexual energy and our sexuality is a full body experience. It can be. So let's take it a little bit broader, even in the pelvis alone. And as a facet of my work has been awareness of our root gates, you know, at an energetic, esoteric level, our capacity of our root chakra and the way we connect with the earth through our energy body, as we are energetic beings that happen to be in a physical form, right? Pretty cool. And so our energy body has facets to it as well. And our energy body is connected with all these nerves I've been talking about in the physical body. And so just sort of bringing awareness to there's a third nerve at the coccygeal plexus. And I found this interesting. So I had heard the coccygeal plexus spoken of in regards to root gates as being sort of the most rearward gate of our energy bodies to the earth. And if we think of the five root gates, we have the coccygeal plexus at the tailbone. So the coccyx is the tailbone. So that's at the base of the sacrum, the base of the spine. Then there's moving forward, we have a root gate at the anus, the anal opening, the rectum. Moving forward of that, the perineum. Moving forward of that, we're at the vaginal opening or the scrotal opening, depending on our bodies. And forward of that, we're at the clitoris, the tip of the clitoris, or the head of the penis, which is, again, depending on our physical bodies. So we've just sort of addressed, and I explored that pudendal nerve innervates those four forward ones: anorectal, perineum, vaginal scrotal, and clitoral penis. Those four root gates, to me, are related to that pudendal nerve. But the fifth one, the coccygeal plexus, I'm like, well, let me learn a little bit more about that. So indeed I did. And the coccygeal plexus is actually, it originates off of S4 and S5. So we're coming a little deeper down in the body even, down the vertebral bodies. And so it comes off of S4, S5, and the coccyx. And it's the only nerve of this plexus is the coccygeal nerve. And it innervates the coccygeal region. Not much is talked about it, especially anything sexual, but to me it is. The awakening of my tailbone and tail and this area and region of my body, which I believe also supported awakening in this nerve area, has changed my sexuality. So I want to invite it. Like, the coccygeal nerve is a part of our sexual being and is yet another nerve bundle that's different than the pudendal or the pelvic splanchnic. It comes off of a different place. So let's, you know, just give it some notice as well. I think that's really important. And the next piece, so that's what I'll call the third of these four major chunks. And the next piece is the hypogastric nerve. So there's a nerve bundle that comes down the inside of the vertebral body. So there's a chain, the sympathetic chain, there's a chain of nerves that come down inside the body that where nerves are added to it as it comes down the spine. So that as the nerves exit the vertebral bodies and come into this chain, the hypogastric nerve, it's another sympathetic nerve, and it's even deeper in the body. So we talked about at the surface, the pudendal nerve, a little deeper innervating these organs was the pelvic splanchnic. And now if we go even deeper, higher up in the body, I'll say, it comes off of the vertebral bodies at like T10, so the thoracic vertebrae number 10 down to about L2, the lumbar. So in the thoracic lumbar interchange there, the hypogastric nerve is coming off of or out of the vertebral bodies and coming down in and making its way down into the pelvis, so the abdomen and pelvis. So this hypogastric nerve innervates quite a few things. The facet of it that comes down into the pelvis innervates the uterine body and the fundus of the uterus, which is kind of the top, opposite the opening is the fundus, like that, the opposite the opening of the uterus. And the ovaries and fallopian tubes are also innervated from these nerves higher up in the body. So now we're in deeper pelvic territory. You know, we talked about the one in the middle, the pelvic splanchnic innervated the cervix in the lower part of the uterus. Well, now we're talking about the innervation of the higher part of the uterus, the fallopian tubes, the ovaries. And if we think that those aren't related to our sexuality, I beg to disagree, right? So our function of really going into this deep space, we start to really engage with many different facets of deep nerve territory. But that the deep one of pelvic splanchnic nerve in the middle being parasympathetic, I think is probably one of the most curious or intriguing concepts to me. The incidentally, the hypogastric nerve is a sympathetic nerve as well. So we're in the middle there, in the pelvic splanchnic, we're in that parasympathetic territory. And that's where the need to slow down, to rest, to open, the need to feel safe, to invite our parasympathetic system to come online, crucial in our sexual functioning and in life. So this is, you know, our sexuality is not just the energy that we take into the bedroom, or it's not just sex in that sort of procreative or recreational way. Our sexual energy is profound. We can, when we can connect with it, trust it, and allow it to move through the body, we're supporting healing of our whole body. We can use it very explicitly for healing facets of our body. We can, you know, have it be as a quality of really creative, of manifesting our heart's desires, connecting with source, with divine, with transcendence, opening that pathway of enlightenment, as well as really connecting deeply with others. And I can't underscore enough how important it is that we acknowledge not just the fiery, active, libido, horny, charged space of sex, which is awesome, don't get me wrong, and beautiful. Sometimes that's not what is as available. And if we've really squashed away listening to the other side of that, the what I call sex that comes in to balance, to dance with sex drive, then we're missing a whole opportunity for really deep awareness of ourselves and really, frankly, great pleasure. Huge facets of possibility, of potential and pleasure, bliss, of connection, of transcendence. Like, this type of deep territory is amazing and real and gets often really overlooked because of the fire and the drive of charge that is, you know, so often associated with our sex energy and is a beautiful part of it. So letting ourselves start to dance in the trust of slowing down, of opening, allowing, surrendering. These are beautiful pathways of windows into the magic and mystery of the infinite. And with that, let's take another short break and come back to close with our final pieces.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Leslie has a new website. It's new and improved and even mobile-friendly. Check out radio podcasts, videocasts, and more free resources at leslieblackburn.com. The website has the full event schedule, mailing list, sign-up, and much more. Again, at leslieblackburn.com. Also announcing live video workshops. The 2016 fall series of Sacred Sexuality classes will be by live video. This new format supports those of you across the globe to join in from the comfort of your own space. First up is Sacred Sexuality and Tantra, an introduction, on Monday, September 26th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. You must pre-register to get instructions on how to join. You will also get a private way to access the replay in case you are unable to join in live. See LeslieBlackburn.com for details. Leslie's Tantric Energy Touch workshop is also available on CD. Have you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home, with a partner or by yourself, with this audio CD. Order online at the website. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events, as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives, is to subscribe to the email newsletter by clicking on the link on the website, leslieblackburn.com. Especially Sacred Sexuality video cast also airs monthly. You can choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be a part of the conversation live or sit back and take it in. See details at the website to join in. The next one is Wednesday, October 5th at 10 a.m. Eastern. And a reminder that Leslie is available for speaking engagements and for private sessions. For more information, see the website leslieblackburn.com. And now, back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Ah, thank you, my love. Inviting you all to feel and settle and take a breath. As we've been exploring the deep terrain of the pelvis, the pelvic nerves, geeking out a little at the nature of how they align with not only our nervous systems and our brain wiring, but the esoteric sense of deep territory of the holy temple space of our body and our sexuality. And the connections are profound. And we can learn so much by slowing down and listening. Our bodies have tremendous wisdom. And in fact, the wisdom of the whole universe, should we choose to slow down, take note, sometimes just get out of our own way as a way of accessing that information, because we do have the keys to unlock that wisdom as well. So take a moment now to slow down, to allow yourself to receive the transmission of knowing and connecting with learning about the deep pelvis, letting yourself feel your own body, your breath deep into your pelvic bowl, allowing the space of the organs and tissues in your pelvis to soften and ground and connect with the womb of the earth, to receive the gift of connecting, and to be gentle with yourself when you notice the things that are emerging that may talk to you around as you settle into your pelvis. Sometimes there's things that want to be heard first. Give yourself permission to go slowly, to listen, to be gentle on yourself as they arise, knowing that you can reach out for support. Certainly in my work, that is part of what I do, support others in connecting, listening to their bodies. And knowing you can reach out, plug in, feel the earth as support. Connect with other trusted friends and beings on the planet. And simply relate with nature. So with a breath of gratitude for receiving this beautiful transmission of possibility, keys, and opening to the possibility in the deep pelvis. And letting yourself trust and be you. You're the only person that can be you so well. It's an important role. You bring powerful work on the planet. So with a breath of gratitude for yourself, for being. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to contact Leslie, please visit her website, leslieblackburn.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find out more information about this at the website. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and have a beautiful day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.